Hello, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well and having a great day so far. I will tell you that the podcast studio feels a lot lonely after having so many guests last time. We had a blast, got to recap a little bit for the last year. First podcast of the new year and feeling really good. I can't wait to share with this a story that I've been thinking about and percolating about and share that with you in a moment. Building's going good and furniture's going in now. So the kitchen's almost done. All the flooring's in. All the wiring is in. And now furniture's going in. And then hopefully we'll get chairs in the next day or two and move in next week. Inspector popped us for handicapped. The concrete was 3% tilt. And handicap has to be 2% or less. So we have to jackhammer the whole entryway out and report flat so it's ADA accessible. So unfortunately, that pushes back a week. But soon, suffice to say, we are beyond excited. So I want to share with you something that has been kind of on my mind for the last 6 months. And I'm not gonna tell you the learning process here. I want to kind of just tell you the story. So when you build software, so I'm talking about SquareCoil, when you build software, there's multiple layers of building this type of software. Number one, the foundation. So I'm going to kind of use the analogy of building a house because it's all relatable. When you build a house, the first thing you have to do is grade the dirt and clean everything up. That's kind of the hardware. You have to go actually buy the hardware and the machinery. Then you have to pour a pad or a concrete slab that you're going to build the house onto. That is the most basic operating system, which in our case, we chose Linux. Then from there, you have to choose a firmware setup that's going to run all of the different softwares that you need to build. So in this particular case, we use Ubuntu, which is the firmware. Now, Ubuntu can then run Apache, MySQL, PHP, and all the different components that we build in order to see the end product or the GUI that our customer sees. When we first started out, we were just constantly building and adding more value to the software. We were building proposals, we were building estimates, a way to job track, milestones. You know, it was always growth. In the last 6 months, and I'd say 8 or 9 months, in all honesty, if we're being truthful here, in the last 8 or 9 months, we've seen a ratchet up in the errors and the fixes that we need to do in our software. We have found that we brought on a whole nother programmer, and his job is 100% problems and fixes. And he's going through the code as we point out and say, hey, this broke. You know, perfect example. We had a tasks, and then about 2 years ago, we upgraded it to have replies. And you could see who replied to a task and who replied to their commands that somebody else was giving them inside the system. It was great. It had a little reverse arrow. It indented. You could see who was talking to who. Made it very easy to use and very intuitive. Last week, whenever you hit reply and then hit delete, it would delete out all the code, but would leave a ghost box field there. And the system had no idea what to put in that ghost box field. So it put the year 1969. This has worked for the last 2 years. All of a sudden last week it broke. And now when you delete reply to task, it just leaves 1969 and with nothing else there. Now for us, it's normal, but to the rest of the world, your head scratching going, what happened to the software? Why is it broke? What's going on? So let me bring you back to that analogy of the building the house. Could you imagine building a house, putting a front door on, and then one day you came home and the front door was gone? And you walk up and you're just looking around going, where's the front door? And everybody else inside the house is like, oh yeah, it's gone. It just disappeared one day. You got to go buy a new one. You got to go fix it. And what if you thought that was your normal day to day? Wouldn't that blow your mind? You walk up to your house and a window's gone, a door's gone. You're like, what happened here? But that is a day to day normal life of us in the software business. What happens is Linux has updates. Ubuntu has updates. MariaDB has updates. Google Chrome that runs all this, so you can see it, has updates. And when they update the software to something that's newer, slicker, more elegant, easier to chew through more and more data, it also breaks some of the older stuff. So we are constantly fixing it and repairing it. Now, me as an owner, I'm sitting here going, what is wrong with my programmers? Did they start drinking heavily all of a sudden in the last 9 months? Why is everything broke all the time? I don't get it. I don't understand. Why is this, that was never a problem, a constant problem? We're actually hiring employees to fix these problems. It's not a temporary thing. This is a permanent problem that is ongoing forever.
I want to take a moment to talk about true champions that are helping the industry out, and that's Wendy Graves. You guys have all known her for Women in Science. She's been pushing that for quite some time, but she's also made a new alliance to help the industry out, and that's that with Make It Happen Signage Academy here. I don't want to get this wrong here, so I'm going to read right from this. www.signage-academy/MIH-glance. That's the information. We're going to go ahead and put it at the bottom of the show notes here and on this clip so you guys can click on it. She's going to be working with the Make It Happen Signage Academy for the Illuminated Signage Bootcamp, what's on the front lines, teaching project managers, sales, and everything in between. So definitely sign up for those things. Wendy's been doing some great work, so you definitely want to support her, and you're going to learn a lot.
I've asked for numerous reports for my team. What firmware are they running? Are they running different firmwares? Are they running different versions of different firmwares, and one works and one doesn't? How is this happening? And I keep digging and digging and digging. And finally, in the end, I just realized that I said, this is our life. This is Square Coil's life. This is what it's going to take to own a software company. We're going to just constantly have to fix and patch and fix and patch all the time. Now, for me, I'll tell you, it's demoralizing. It really is. I think that we're on the cutting edge. I think we're doing something great. And every time we turn around, 60, I'd say a solid 60% of our pushes are fixes. And not new features, not updates. We have over 300 updates in the queue. We have so many cool ideas we want to give our clients, but I can't because I'm constantly fixing stuff. Now, as demoralizing and painful as us, and you know, I'd look in the mirror going, how can I make this better? How can I make it slick? Then I start going to other forums and reading what the other programmers are going through, what other programming companies are going through, what other software companies are at. And I start asking questions. How many bug fixes do you guys push in a given time? What's happening here? You know what I want to tell you right now? You know what the average fix for Square Coil is? 2.5 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. The average fix that I was reading on these forums and people that I went to, I mean, I actually went to a retreat that had most software owners and was asking 5 to 7 months. I'm sitting here beating myself up, thinking that my company's not doing well. When it turns out, I am destroying every metric out there and my software is doing better than anybody else's. We are fixing it faster than anybody else. We are making sure that it's not a legacy problem or for months on end, you know that this next button doesn't work. We are constantly fixing it and our team is on point. We push updates every Saturday. The other owners that I went to this retreat with looked at me like I was crazy. And I said, okay, tell me why it takes you 7 months. And they said, well, we fixed something here. And that might break something 15 feet down the line. Okay, sure, great. So you fix one part of the code and another code breaks. Totally makes sense. It happens to us all the time. Going back to the house analogy, it's like going to put a window in and it breaks a stucco. It happens. Okay, so we fix it. And he goes, well, once we change this, then we test the system for months at a time. And I said, okay, so you make sure to work all the bugs out. And I said, and do you have 100% success rate by doing taking months? He goes, no, probably about a 30% success rate. I said, so why don't you test it the best you can within a week's given time, push it out to your customers. If there's an angle that someone looked at it that we weren't aware of, okay, we're human, fix it. And next week we push it. And within 2 weeks, the problem is absolutely solved versus 7 months. And they went, no, we have our orders and procedures. So let's think back. I just told you that for the last 9 months, I've been secretly flogging myself and feeling demoralized that my software is not working. It's not up to speed. And then I went and looked and decided to compare myself to all the other software companies out there, and I'm killing it. I'm doing great. The software is light years among the thought process of the other companies that I'm at. And software companies have been around for hundreds of years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 if you're lucky. This is all new ventures. All of us are trying to figure this out at the same time. This is a whole new world. And we're getting it done inside of 2.5 weeks. So set back in your life. I'm not saying you're a software owner, but how many times have you thought that you were not winning in the game of life and everybody else was doing so much better than you? And then when you actually looked at the metrics and actually really, truly compared somebody, you're doing just fine. I think it's easier to be negative on your own self than is it to be positive. I really do. I think at the time that you go, oh, I should be doing this, I'm not doing this, I'm falling behind, you're really not. If you're taking one step forward, just one little step, you're doing great. You're doing amazing. You know, that's the humble pie that I ate in the last couple of weeks when I realized that our software is so much better than everybody else's in the way of upgrades and fixing and patches and stuff than what everybody else is putting together. But the whole time I thought I was falling behind and my company wasn't exceeding the expectations. And turns out we were. I can't even imagine if I were to actually sit back and think of the other things that I feel like I'm falling behind. And if I actually looked, we're moving forward. I'm sure in your life, you're doing the same thing. Somewhere in your life, you're like, I should be doing better. I should be doing better. And the outside world's going, you're doing great. This is awesome. We love working with you. We love being around you because you have this much positivity going to yourself. Long story short, give yourself a little bit of grace. It's going to go a long way. For me, it is. I'm super proud of us now, where before I wasn't. I'm sure if you were to look in the mirror and kind of think it through, you're probably going to be quite proud of the accomplishments you've created. As long as you're moving forward, all is good. Talk to you guys next week.